Yeah, but here, I don't know who is getting it. Just the people who want it can get it.
Right, so it's much more open, and it creates a different kind of dynamic. So what you are doing is you're kind of putting stuff out there, and sort of like you would put stuff out on the web, or on a blog, but it's much faster and more constrained than that. Constrained because it's only 140 characters, and no pictures, nothing but pure text. That is one of the other phenomenon of Twitter is there. You can actually post pictures through third party. What you do is you post a link. You post a link to anything, so it can be a website, it can be a picture.
Right, right.
There is a service called TwitPic, which is one of many. There are at least 2,000 different programs that can send Twitter updates. And they are third-party developers who have completely on their own built software that plugs into Twitter. And they have done it for posting pictures, twittering from an iPhone or a BlackBerry, or from a Windows or Mac or Linux computer. Almost anything you can imagine now has a Twitter interface, and all built by third-party developers. So that's one of the phenomena that Twitter has tapped into. I think because, again, it's so simple that people just build all kinds of things around it.
What I love about it is instant. It's instant. I mean, you had a senator twittering while the president was addressing the Congress.
Twitter, the real-time aspect, is really one of the main benefits.